on the Hat Morning Podcast. This is As I See It with Hoosier Ag Today's Gary Truitt. Warning, what you're about to hear may be edgy and not suitable for the kids.
As the rows of corn slide beneath the head of the combine and the yield monitor keeps a running count on the yield per acre, another corn growing season comes to an end. Surrounded by computer-controlled auto-steer and GPS tracking, it may seem hard to believe that you are continuing a uniquely American tradition that stretches back over 8,000 years. On October 12, 1492, Christopher Columbus arrived on a Caribbean island. He thought he was in Asia. One of the first things he discovered, besides that he was in the wrong place, are cultivated fields of maize being grown by the Arawak tribe. They grew it for food. In fact, indigenous tribes throughout the Americas had been growing maize for food for thousands of years. Archaeological evidence suggests that corn was first grown in Mexico. Botanists believe that wild grass was the original plant that, through selective breeding, developed into the kind of corn we have today. Until 1492, the New World was the only place in the world where corn was grown. When the explorers and conquerors from Europe brought the plant back home, it quickly became a favorite grain and was grown by farmers in Europe, India, China, and parts of Africa. Corn today is grown in many places around the world, but it remains a primarily American crop. This is due to a couple of reasons. First, American farmers have become the most efficient and productive corn growers in the world. In 2022, U.S. producers planted 89.9 million acres of corn, and this was down 4% from 2021, and still represents 30% of all the corn planted worldwide. China is second with 20% and Brazil third. With the state of genetics, the equipment, and the agronomic practices U.S. producers use, we are tops in corn production. In addition, the Midwest is one of the only places in the world that is perfectly suited for growing corn. Our weather, our soil, our water are ideal for corn production. Another reason to carefully steward these resources. While a successful and safe corn harvest is important to those of us in agriculture, it is largely ignored by the rest of society. Yet if it didn't happen, their lives would change quickly. Like the indigenous people of the U.S., as well as the first European settlers in this country, corn remains a central part of our diets. Corn, in some form or another, is on almost every plate at every meal consumed every day. In addition, corn is part of our fuel supply, and increasingly a key ingredient in many industrial products. If the U.S. corn harvest would fail, economic chaos and worldwide starvation would result. So while you are spending long hours in a combine watching another Hoosier sunset take place, take pride in being a corn grower, keeping an American tradition alive, and saving the world. That's how I see it. I'm Gary Truitt.